World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah, I chuckle a little bit as I listen to that intro. Folks, today, I don't even know how to say this. Today is show number 2,472. I said to my wife just before I came down the steps, what was I doing before I did this? I get up at 5, get up about 5:30 every morning and go through my ritual and then jump on the internet and say, Lord, where are we going today? What's going on? 2,500. It's amazing, isn't it, really? 2,472. That's 5 days a week. How many weeks would that be? Somebody's better. How many years would that be? And so I just appreciate y'all all hanging in there with me and where we're going. And this isn't like most shows, really. It really isn't. In fact, I don't know. Maybe you could help me. Anybody know any show that's even like it? Where at the heart of the show is Christianity and the society and culture. That pass the salt. About the church being the salt of the earth. It's at the heart of it, of everything we do here. And very few are doing it. Very few. And I just want to encourage all of you that that just continue to financially support us. So what the hell does he do with all that money? I promise you that's better work than your local church. Can I say that again, Ray? Would that be okay for me to say that again?
Absolutely.
We use your tax dollars better here than your local church. We ain't paying a bunch of salaries. We're not buying smoke machine. We're not doing any of that kind of stuff. We're putting 7.5 years, Victoria put in it. 7.5 years. We've been doing this. We put money back into ministries. It took me a while yesterday. I write the checks. It took me a while yesterday to write the checks of people that we support and you support, including David Arthur, who's struggling again financially. It's always about finances. Now, look, I'm not going to talk about money. Please relax. Everybody do that. Just always shows up in finances. Why? Yeah, because everything goes up in price. Everything goes up in price. When everything goes up in price, your salary doesn't go up. Your monthly check doesn't go up. So you have less to give. I understand. I get it. But I didn't want you to know here that we don't waste your money. We spread it around. We make good use of it. You can find it all online, although I don't think it's any of the government's damn business what you do. When you give a dollar here, trust us, and we're going to do something good with it. And you look down in what's going on in the flooding here in Ohio, and we didn't really get involved with any of that for whatever reason. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't the big ministries down there. It's little ministries down there that are trying to do all they can, make all the difference. And when you get big ministries going, what do you get? You get big salaries. You get big people in charge of it. You get big expenses. And we just try not to do that here. So I'm just, okay. Let me show you real quick. We need some help. Okay. Look, we're going to go to New York, right? We're going to go to New York. Pull up for me if you could, Spencer. I want everybody to understand what's going on. Where is it? Daggone, what? Is it there? I want you to see how much a hotel is in New York. Where is that thing? Hang on. I know I sent it to you, Spencer, didn't I? Did I not? Anyway, a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Number one, Spencer, I'm sorry. The Gallivant Times Square in New York. Pastor Manning, I said, we need a place to stay and we come. Folks, will you look at this? Will you look at the bottom? Right there. Look at the price. $321 for a night in a hotel that sleeps two people. So I want you to know that what we're going to do, those of us who are going to go, we may spend one night there, but I ain't going to waste your money doing that. We're going to stay outside of town, drive in, whatever. Just want you to know that I refuse to waste your donations on a $370 a night room in Midtown Manhattan. I'm not going to do it.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
That doesn't include taxes, so it'd be closer to $400.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I promise you this. I will not waste your finances doing this. I won't do it. I already rented a 15-passenger van. Got a pretty good deal on that. We're going to drive people out there who want to go, and I'll take care of you. Take care. We may spend a night out I'm not going to sleep in Midtown Manhattan. Okay. Well, I'm still working on all those plans and all that. I ain't going to do it. I just ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. And, just trust us to what we're going to do. And if you want to go, you got to let me know. As I said, I got a 15-passenger van that we can go. We'll meet you. Somebody said, can I park car at your house? Absolutely. You can. If you want to go, you got to let me know, because we're making those plans quickly, okay? Pull up the events from the Liberty Action Network real quick here, Spencer. Hey, you don't want to miss where I'm going. Stay with me, I promise. Look at that. Can you believe that? $378 a night. March on Mondami. That's where we're going. September 11th. Can you believe September 11th? September 11th is already ground zero. How long ago was that? 2001. That's 25 years. 25-year anniversary of all the lies our government told us about 911. 25 years. Lying to us about who did it and what it was all about and locking down and Patriot Act. And look at where we are 25 years later. I'm going to tell you this. There ain't no way those Muslims stole those planes and ran. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. So we're going to march on Mondami. What's going down? October, we got some good stuff. Can't wait to get up there. Can't wait to get up in New Hampshire and have a huddle going on up there. By the way, if you have an event, and you would like it posted here, let us know so we can Mel can get it up there for us. Looking forward to going there. We're going to go to Wisconsin. Do I even have that up there? Yeah, probably don't even have it up there. We're on the road again here. And so we just support all of you and all that you're trying to do. Okay. I'm going to shut up for a minute for the good of the group. Anybody got something they want to say before? This is like a team meeting every morning, isn't it really? I mean, it really is like a team meeting. And so if you tune in for the entertainment, I'll give you some entertainment, but I'm going to give you some truth. I'm going to tell you what your church isn't telling you. And so it's open form. What's on your mind there, Dr. Paul? Hey, Dr. Paul, you're a hero to me. I want you to know that, brother. You took one for the team. I want you to know that I appreciate that.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, you did, brother. You did, huh? You took one for the freaking team. Stuart taking one for the team. I hope you win $80 million. Go ahead.
Just so you know, I was there 6 months ago at Times Square meeting up with the lawyers. It's something to do with the Catholic Church. But anyway, when you get there and you're in front of these people at the motel, you'll realize it's a lot more expensive than what they're saying. You might as well double.
Yeah.
On 9/11, everybody coming down on 9/11 for this kind of thing.
I never thought about that.
I mean, they're going to double the price before you get there, Coach. I'm just saying. It's a wise idea to take a vehicle in.
Yeah. We'll figure out how to do it.
Can you imagine $700 for how many of you for each one? You'd all be packed in one room.
two beds, I think, is what they said. Also, so I'm going to talk to Pastor Manny. Say, I ain't doing that. Maybe they got a tram or drive me in from out in the suburbs someplace. Well, I'm going to figure it out. Okay, I'll figure it out. But we need, folks. Look, we need your financial support to do this, and it's really important that we support Pastor Manning in this endeavor for a couple different reasons. But the most powerful reason of all is, the world hates a black man and a white man in agreement. They hate it, folks. They hate it. And so for Pastor Manning to step out of the boat and do what he's doing and then have white guys stand beside him, a white guy, series of white guys from outside of Harlem, have a Harlem pastor stand up and he doesn't have a bunch of black thugs. You know what I'm talking about, right? How they normally do it. Got the Jesse Jackson, have all those black thugs around him. Pastor Manning's going to be standing before them with white guys around him. You understand how powerful that is? You understand why they hate that so much? So this is really, 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 George, you're going to go with us, I hope. This is really, really crucially important that we get this done and we do it right. And we support our brother who's fighting the fight there in Harlem. Okay. Okay. I told my wife yesterday, I hate to do this. Some of you have never given a dime. If everybody watching just gave 10 bucks, it would relieve what we're trying to do here. Huh? Look at that price. Okay, I'll quit talking about. Okay. Now, I put this question up before. Here's our focus today. Jesus told us this, go into all the world. It's Matthew. See if you can find that for me real quick, Spence. Go ye into all the world. Matthew 5. Is it Matthew 5? I think so. Go. He's speaking to his disciples. Again, I go back to what I talked about the other day. The Sermon on the Mount wasn't to everybody. It was to his disciples, the ones that were right in front of him. And what did he tell them to do? He said, go ye into all the world. Spencer's looking for it. And he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hey, friends. We have to have churches, but it doesn't say build a church, have people come to you. By the way, before I forget, Dale Socha did a great job yesterday. We sat in for Rob Pugh on Wisconsin Christian News, and thanks to all of you who tuned in there. And Dale's a warrior and did a great job. And Spencer, maybe at some point you can dig that thing up and stick that in the chat so people can go back and watch that as well. Then I felt a little bit guilty because there's so many other people I could be featuring, going on, people just laboring. I'm in obscurity, doing what they want to do. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. How about this one? And these signs shall follow them that believe. What? These signs shall be follow those that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. It shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Wow. Really? Have been taught in your church? Hey, I'm going to ask again, is that being taught in your church? Hey, Spence, real quickly, Matthew 5. Bring up Matthew 5. What is that you got up there right now? Was it? You got not Mark 10. Bring up Matthew 5. See, this is where I cross swords. I don't do it on purpose. That's why I loved Dale Socha yesterday. Dale goes and does. Goes and does. Does your pastor go and do? Does he go? Oh, he visits the sick. Oh, good. Does he visit the city council? Does he visit the county commissioners? Does he visit the school board? Because if a squeaky wheel gets grease, if you don't squeak, he opened his mouth, taught them saying, going down. He does all the blessed people, blessed please. Then he says, blessed are you. Hey, turn up the volume. Isn't that a song? Turn up the volume, turn up the volume. We all pray about the blessings of God. Oh, we want the blessings of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless us. Okay, well, blessed are you. When men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all men are evil against you, false on account of your rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. You're getting heavenly rewards, even though they say it's not a works gospel. For they persecuted everybody who preached the gospel before you, ended up in the Faith Hall of Fame in Hebrews. This is a war. It's a friggin' war, because you're the salt of the earth. Well, if you quit being salty, you're good for nothing, the Bible says. Be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Where you go to church, when is the last non-mercy ministry thing that you have done in your church? By non-mercy, I'm not talking about book bags and feeding the poor and visiting the nursing homes. No, no, non-mercy. School board meetings. When's the last time your church did any of that? And you don't have to answer. Why? Because you're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. So men don't get the Holy Spirit them and then go hide inside their church. No, they take that candlestick and they go out and shine it to everybody so they all see it. So let your light shine before men, not in your church, before men, that they'll see your good works. I say, damn, I want to be one of those guys and glorify your Father, which is heaven. He said, don't think I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I didn't come for that. Huh? Oh, man, go on and on and on. Okay. I'm giving you a lecture here, Dan, if you picked up on that. Pull up number, it doesn't have a number. It doesn't have a number. Pissed Dad in Congress. Here's what we need. Here's what we need more of. Are you ready? Here's why we need more of, not those compliant, soft little Christian men. We're going to pray for you, brother. I know your job is so hard. I don't even know who this guy is. This guy shows up giving testimony in Congress. Scroll down, Spencer. It's worth a watch. Huh? Hey, by the way, right there. Hang on. Hey, folks. Those guys in Congress work for you. They don't work for Israel. They work for you, me. Supposed to. And this guy, I don't know how he got before him. Go ahead and play it. Mr.
As far
Coleman.
As that side of the aisle goes, I think that building needs to get checked for mold or something, because you guys are really out of your guys' mind thinking that sanctuary cities are the way to go. This is the end result of sanctuary cities.
Freeze it. His daughter was in a car accident involving an illegal immigrant. She lived. Go ahead.
The guy was just going to work. You guys want to talk about illegal immigrants, so they're just driving to work, they're trying to be a part of the community. This is what happens right here. Just as she had to sit there and stop working her job, I had to sit there and stop working mine. I'm no longer truck driving. I no longer make the money that we used to make. I'm now pinching pennies. I have 9 kids, by the way, that I take care of, and I had to sit there and stretch that all because of this right here. It's not her fault. It's this fault over here. There's no way at all that anybody should fall victim to what's going on behind somebody who's not supposed to be here. If I moved into your house without your permission and I started sitting there derailing your guys' household and taking from your guys' monetary and your guys' food and stuff like that, you guys would have me either kicked out, ask me to move out, or have the police escort me out. It's the same thing in the United States. These people come here. We did not invite them here. There's a way to go. This is the way to go. My wife, an immigrant, she did what she's supposed to do. She did exactly what she's supposed to do to get here. And she had no issues at all doing it. I don't understand why you guys think it's okay for anybody else to just jump a fence, come over here, and be entitled to the exact same rights that I have and that you guys have. We work hard for that. We protect that. In any other country, anybody ever try to do that, you're going to go to jail. You're going to get arrested. Some of these people, they sit there and they stay in jail for life. And here in the United States, you guys want to give them free health care. You guys want to give them a driver license. You guys want to give them the right to vote. Of course, they're going to vote for some idiotic things, because that's what they want to do. They want to sit here and turn the United States into a third world country. They want to sit there and turn the United States into India or into Ukraine or into Russia or into Mexico. This isn't that. This is the one country where we are free to do what we wish to do. We earned it. We worked hard for it. My family in the military, I have several family members that have passed away inside the military. They gave their blood, sweat, and tears for that. And I don't understand how you guys think that that's okay for people to just come over here and do it. When I tuck my daughter in at nighttime, she's not a Republican. She's not a Democrat. She's 7 years old. And there's hundreds of them. How is that okay? I reject your guys' sympathy, to be honest with you. There's no way you guys are sorry. Not one of you guys have ever called me. Not one of you guys have ever reached out to me. Not one of you guys have ever sat there and seen me in the hallways and said, hey, sorry about your daughter. You guys do it right here while you guys are grandstanding on top of your soapbox. This is when you guys care. Right here inside this room is the only time you guys care. I've never received anything from anybody over here at all regarding my daughter or my family or anything. Hey, Mr. Coleman, your guys' is Delilah law. I want to help you revise this so that we were interested inside of it. Nothing. You guys have no pathway to anything. You guys want to sit there and talk about the pathway to citizenship. There is a pathway. It's not jump the fence and apply.
Boom. Boom. Now, Spencer, I want you to pull up for me. Which one is it? Let's see here. Get this one ready for me. It just says without God. That's all it says. Without God. Now, friends, here's the issue. Dale's gone fishing. Hey, Dale, come in here, man. Come in here real quick, Dale. Before you go fishing. Can you do that, Dale? Just has to run across the room. Anyway, I just want Dale to know how much I appreciate him. How much I appreciate him. Appreciate godly men who stand up and push back, because it ain't easy, because we're swimming. Folks, if you're watching Coach Dave live now, you're swimming upstream. You're playing offense in a world where everybody else is playing defense. The people around you don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. And so I We don't know where we are. We don't understand where we are, that the enemy has seized America, folks. Call it the devil. Call it whatever you want to. Hang on a second, Spencer, real quick. There's something going on. Pull up a J.D. Vance. Just says Antichrist. Did you guys see this? Did you see this? When's the last time that you heard people in positions of authority talking like this? People hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump in my lifetime is the most openly, is more open to Christianity than any president in my lifetime. Is he a Christian? I don't know. But he sure is opening the door for us if we want to come in. What does J.D. Vance say? He's not shocked if the Antichrist is. Scroll down there, Spence, if you could. There's a little clip. Play it. Can you guys imagine the Vice President of the United States having the guts to say this? Go ahead, play it.
My view on it is, so one, do I think that we're in the end times? I don't know. And I think that it's probably bad for me spiritually to focus too much on it.
Freeze it. I'm going to ask you a question. Right now, as we sit here right now, do I have the credentials to be vice president? Does J.D. Vance have greater credentials than me? And it comes down to what the worldly conventions would be, or what the worldly talents and skills are looking for would be, right? Right? Well, I haven't swam in those circles, but I have the wisdom of the Lord. And how many of those guys go into positions of power and ain't got the wisdom of the Lord? And I was shocked. I saw two things about J.D. Vance. His wife, Usha, is a Hindu. But this guy might be a Christian. He might be a Christian. How did he get there? I don't know. Where did J.D. Vance come from? Where was he 4 years ago? Anybody know anything about J.D. Vance? And he goes from obscurity to vice president of the United States. Maybe president of the United States next. I don't know. Go ahead, play it. Finish it. Start it again. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
My view on it is, so one, do I think that we're in the end times? I don't know. And I think that it's probably bad for me spiritually to focus too much on it, because there are like things you got to do. I got to be good to my wife. I got to be good to my kids. I have to be, you know, as good of a leader as I can for the United States of America. And so I think that focusing, while I'm fascinated by it, I think focusing on it is too much, can be very bad. I think that there are like things about the world that make me feel like not shocked if the Antichrist was walking among us. Mm-hmm. But again, I try not to focus too much on it.
Wow. Huh? I think there's too many of us focusing on the Antichrist walking among us and not a whole lot of us doing anything about it. At least J.D. Vance had the courage to stand up and say something about it. Pissed at. Okay. Where was I before? I know what it was. I'm sorry. Which one did I say? That Spencer, I told you to pull it up there already. I'm sorry. I'm looking on the wrong. Bear with me, friends. Bear with me. Without God, pull that up. There you go. I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is. But we're going to play, rather than Coach Dave being going on, I want somebody to get ready to read a couple paragraphs of this. And then I want, after two paragraphs, somebody else is going to read. And it's on your screen. And this may take us a while. Without God at its foundation, human thought becomes increasingly compromised. I'm going to say it again. If the Psalm 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, as I sit here today, September 2nd, 2026, foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous? I'm the righteous. You're the righteous. If you've received Christ as your Savior, you are the righteous. And the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It isn't, oh, well, what can we do? What can we do? The foundations have been, oh, what can we do? No. If the foundations be destroyed, what the hell can we do to rebuild them, to rebuild the foundations? What is it we can do? And if you think we're going to return to righteousness in America without the church, you're the salt of the earth, the light of the pastors. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. You are. We are. Hide inside our churches. Oh, I got some statistics I can show you. Okay, get ready. Who's going to, somebody say, Coach, get ready. Who's going to read first? Who's going to read first? Somebody tell
I
me.
Will.
Okay. Oh, Eileen's going to start us. Okay, Eileen, this is from Tom Gilbreth, and I don't know who it is. Now, somebody get in line to read when she stops, okay? Eileen, Tom Gilbreth, go ahead.
What happens when people see themselves as byproducts of chance rather than design?
Wow, stop right there. What are they teaching our kids in school? They're byproducts of chance. Just happened. That one little sperm just happened to swim to the top and make it. Just by chance. That's what they're teaching to your children with the approval of the church who pays taxes to teach atheism to the children. Go ahead. Eileen, start again. I'm going to get a sock in my mouth. Go ahead.
Okay. What happens when people see themselves as byproducts of chance rather than design? What happens to their children and to their civilization? Communism happens. Totalitarianism happens. Freedom fades. Violence increases. Purpose and meaning disappear. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness."
Hang on a second. Eileen, you're pretty smart. What does it mean to suppress? What does that mean? Hey, folks, what does it mean to suppress the truth?
To stifle, to put down.
To put down. They don't deny the truth. They just suppress it, right? Keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. How does God reveal his wrath? In Romans chapter 1, he gives people what they want. Verse 24 says, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Verse 28 says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind.
Stop a minute. Spencer, debased. Go to Webster's. What's debased? The Bible says reprobate. One version says, the King James says reprobate. Debased means reduced in estimated rank. Lowered in estimation, reduced in purity, fineness, quality, or value, adulterated, degraded, rendered mean. In other words, a meaningless, a debased mind unable to operate properly. Keep going, Eileen. You're doing great.
Okay. Without God at its foundation, human thought becomes increasingly compromised. The community's hold on reality grows inconsistent and untrustworthy. Sanity slips. Pretend worlds become more real than the real world.
Amen.
And people lose the capacity to recognize and adjust to changing circumstances. Abilities that are essential not only to our thriving, but to our survival.
By the way, let me stop a second. You wonder why I'm looking over. This is where my monitor is, okay? I'm not ignoring it. My monitor's over here. Jump at the great job, I mean. Who wants to go next? Come on, who's next? Start reading.
Okay, I got it.
Good.
On October 9th, 1903, the New York Times editorial said, it might be assumed that the flying machine, which will really fly, might be evolved by the combined and continuous efforts of mathematicians and mechanisms from 1 million to 10 million years. 69 days later, Orville and Wilbur Wright successfully achieved heavier than air flight. 1 million years compared to 69 days constitutes one of the biggest predictive misses in world history.
You get what he just said there?
Yeah.
He said it's going to take 10 million years to be able to fly, and 69 days later, the Wright brothers were in the air. Keep going.
Bingo. Here's what went wrong. The writer applied to human flight the errors he had been taught concerning evolution.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. He reasoned that if birds required immense spans of time to develop flight, while human development of airplanes would also take long periods of time.
Yeah, I got to stop it, Ray, for the slow learners. Here's what he's saying. If it took millions of years for birds to evolve, birds from a single cell organism. It took millions of years for birds to evolve. How the hell do we think we're going to make a plane? 63 days later, they had one. Go ahead.
He applied the rules of evolution when he should have applied the rules of intelligent design.
Wow, 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 wow. He applied the rules of evolution when he should have applied the rules of intelligent design. Wow.
With intelligence, a moment of clarity is better than 1 to 10 million years of accidents.
Amen. Amen.
He failed to consider that the thought and imaginations of two young Dayton, Ohio bicycle shop owners, Wilbur and Orville Wright.
Scroll down, Spence.
Bring it up. Yeah, here we go. So the birds were designed, and so were airplanes. Human beings are designed the machine that allows us to slip the surly bonds of Earth.
Do you guys remember that when the space shuttle went down, they slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God? Remember that? Go ahead.
And they did it at least a million years sooner than the New York Times thought possible.
Amen. Go ahead.
Okay, Romans 1:21 warns that when humans reject God, their thoughts become futile.
Wow.
And verse 22 says that while asserting their wisdom, they become fools.
Daggone. Who's next? Somebody jump in there. Oh, go ahead, Ray. There's only one more
paragraph. All right. Okay, I'll finish.
Hey, Ray. Professing themselves to be wise,
they become fools,
right?
Amen.
Okay.
Only God. Today's world seems unhinged because it is unhinged. Cut off by its own choices from the Creator, madness and chaos and cruelty rise like a flood. When minds are given over to debased foolishness.
Transgenderism is debased foolishness, folks.
Yep. Go ahead. And so the gospel is the best and only answer. So we need to go all out to make it known. But while humanity sets itself apart from God, we should not be surprised when people say and do and think in ways that are unhinged.
Wow. They're unhinged. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I want you to understand this. I don't have time to go into it now. I'm going to open it up. I want to hear what you guys think. Folks, judicial supremacy. Spencer, 25 cents coming your way. Look that up. Google judicial supremacy. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Judicial supremacy, Spencer is diggling, is what? Is a constitutional principle. No, it isn't. A constitutional principle that the U.S. Supreme Court is the ultimate and authoritative interpreter of the U.S. Constitution. No, sir. And that its rulings on constitutional meaning are binding on the other branches of government and state authorities. Folks, the United States Supreme Court cannot make legal what God ruled illegal. They can't do it. The Supreme Court cannot grant the right to murder a baby. Sorry, they cannot do it, right? In a democracy, in a representative republic, the people elect people who represent them. And no judge on the Supreme Court has ever been elected. You understand that? You understand that? So we've given ourselves over to unelected judges who rule and reign 5-4 and change all of society. That's what we're doing. What's this called? Judicial review. Judicial review. Did you know this? 1973, Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court ruled that a woman had a right to kill her baby. Did we have ultrasounds then, back then? Did we have computer imaging back then, 1973? Did we have that? Did we have the ability to do surgeries within the womb? Did we have any of that in 1973? Had anybody ever before 1973 realized that a child inside the mother's womb could smile, wave, blink their eyes? Do we have any evidence of that in 1973? Let me ask you something. Abortion is only legal Because we're operating on 1973 information. Isn't it time for a scientific upgrade for the unborn? Or is Roe versus Wade settled law? What society do you know or do I know that will ever advance by killing its offspring? And we sit here in America and ask ourselves why we're losing America, because we are murdering our children and enemies are creeping in and taking over. This is not hard for us to understand. When's the last sermon you heard in your church on abortion? When is the last one you heard on stop killing your babies? Stop killing your babies. And not only that, don't let the neighbors kill their babies. Stop killing babies. We need Americans. We need Americans. So no, we import Americans, don't we? Oh, wait a minute. They're not even Americans. And they vote. They have your values, my values, Christian values. No. So I'm going to ask again, then Jack, I'll get you in here. What would a Christian society look like? Which we once had. Today, what would a Christian society look like? And you can bark and moan and gripe. I don't know if Trump's a Christian. I don't know. But I know this. He thinks it's okay for you to be one. Thinks it's okay for you to have Christian values and teach it to your children, teach it in the schools. He thinks that's okay. Do you have to be a Christian to support Christian values? I didn't hear people griping and moaning and bitching about that Muslim homosexual freak that was president of the United States for 8 years. Didn't hear anybody bitching about him. Oh, he was an immigrant. He was an immigrant. Yeah, he was an immigrant. Didn't have American values. Didn't have American values. J.D. Vance seems to have American values. They better get rid of him. Marco Rubio. How about Marco Rubio? He might be your next president. He has Christian values. And you know what it is? The church can't recognize him anymore because the church don't have Christian values. The salt has lost its savor. The world is evangelizing the church. Come on in, Jack.
Well, too many hard topics there, Coach.
I know, but good ones, aren't they? Huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let me just hit on one. My wife.
I'm better than Joe Rogan. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife just asked the right question. Why do we have a Supreme Court? When you were going on about what's the reason? We got to get back to how this all took place. The reason for the Supreme Court is to settle constitutional disputes between states, not between sports football lunatics running around in tights, men in tights.
Women and men's sports, or men and women. That's right. Not their job, right?
That's not their job, see? But we've gotten back to that, and that comes back to Jefferson's warning on judicial supremacy.
He said, never, they've made the ruling, now let them enforce it. Jefferson didn't say that. Who said that? Now they've made the ruling, let's see them enforce it. That's what one of the presidents said. It'll come to me.
Franklin, yeah. But also, the other question you asked about maybe Rubio's going to be a president. He's not eligible, see, because we've gotten so far away from our legitimacy. Yep. Rubio does not meet the natural born citizen clause, same as Obama. Birth certificate or citizenship or not, he does not meet the natural born citizen clause, which predates the Constitution.
Wow, Jack, you're all over.
End of story.
Hey, folks, it is un-American. Are you sitting down? It's un-American for America to have a non-Christian president. It's un-American. Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Folks, you can come here and you don't have to be a Christian, but you're going to follow Christian rules. Huh? You can be a Buddhist if you want to, but being a Buddhist doesn't give you a right to barbecue your child and eat it. You can be an atheist here if you want to, but being an atheist doesn't mean you have the right to abort a baby. No, 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 no. We are a Christian nation. Christian nation, and you're free not to follow those Christian principles. But if you violate them, hold your ears if you violate those Christian principles, such as murdering your daughter, murdering your unborn child, or marrying somebody of the same sex. If you violate those things, your ass is going to jail. That's what, folks, that's it. You can do whatever you want, but there's consequences. There's consequences. Oh, I'm all over the place. Jeff Klein, come on in.
So if the Christians and the pastors are supposed to stand up for what's right, do you have anything on Lorenzo Sewell this morning to show the people?
I don't. Hey. Did you send me something? By the way, the fact that your pastor says it's right, don't make it right. I had to get that in there. Yeah. I think I Lorenzo Sewell. I think I was from yesterday, and I never got a plate.
Yeah, you said you had it. Probably Google it; it'll probably come up. But he hammers them.
I'm looking here, Jeff. What is it? Yesterday was Tuesday. I'll find it at some point. I'll find it. So, folks, if the foundations be destroyed, what can
hey, coach.
Do? Hang coach. On, Carl. Hang on, Carl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous going to do about it? Isn't that what it says? Not what can we do? Oh, what can we do? If the foundations be destroyed, what are we going to do about it? That's what Psalm 11 says. 11:3, is that 11:3? Foundations be, but hey, at your church, they don't mix religion and politics. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's asking you a question. What can we do? Huh? They're teaching transgenderism in our schools. What can we do? What can we do about it? Not what can we do? Rebuild the foundations. That's what we have to do. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah. You know, the problem here, people are locked into this anthropomorphic point of view. That's man's worldview of man. And the foundations that the Bible's talking about are the foundations that God laid in the Word of God. You know, first he created the plants, you know, and the animals, the beasts, the fish, and the birds and stuff. And those
order,
are the foundations.
Order, God created order. He created order. Yes.
And man is destroying that foundation right. that God That's created right. in his creation, the one way it works in eternity. That's, right. That's the only way it's going to work.
That's right.
And what do we do? It's being all destroyed, torn out from under us, from our past. We're being cut down out of time. Bam.
Hey, you know, Carl.
What are we going to do?
Carl. Because only pastors like Dale Sosha will get involved. If you go to church someplace where the pastor doesn't talk about cultural issues and doesn't get involved, I'd leave rubber in the parking lot leaving that place. That's me. Huh? I don't need to go to church on Sunday morning to have somebody pump me up and tell me how much God loves me and wonderful plan he has for my life. I ask myself every day, what the hell am I going to do about what they're preparing for my grandchildren?
Amen.
What are they preparing for my grandchildren? And what am I going to do it? Because a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Ain't money. It ain't money. Go to your big 5,000 member church with smoke machines and beautiful choir and everything that you want, and then go home and not do a damn thing about the fact that they're teaching your neighbors' kids homosex is normal. Something wrong with us. We're sick. Ray, come on in.
Yeah, further that with the Proverbs 29, where there is no vision, the people perish. Mm. Whose vision? Whose vision are we going to follow? God's vision, which is why you're going to New York City right. to stand up the vision that God's given you in Mandani yep. to go to Mandani is to take down that stronghold of the
That's
Muslims
right.
overtaking there.
Only Christ can do it. Only That's this body right. of Christ can do it, Ray.
Yep.
Ain't going to be some governmental edict. And so we stay home and let him do it. Is that what we want to play yeah. this clip? Play for this clip from Ray. Ray,
so that's here's one of the battles. You can choose all your battles. Here's one right there we fought a few weeks ago. Go ahead and play that. And,
hang on. Explain what it is, Ray.
Okay, this is the drag queens grooming at our Wenzel Family Park, August 22nd. And if you could freeze, this is what this sticker I'm about ready to show. Is what they're passing out to our children at this event.
So
they're handing it out. And Ray,
help me out here, Ray. Mm-hmm. They're doing this right out in public where the church would know that this is going on.
I mean,
they're not hiding it in some dark room. They've come right out into the city park, and all the church all around you knows this is going on. Is that what you're saying?
There it is. Look, you'll see it for yourself.
Hey, Ray, listen. It's only going to get worse. Jesus is coming. Can't you see? It's right. Yeah. Jesus is coming. We're not, we'd be fighting a sinking ship. And we're not going to fight against that. Go ahead and play. Give us some sound.
The stickers are passed. So here's one of the stickers they're passing out to the children.
Freeze it. Can you guys read that? Kiss whoever the F you want. They're handing that out to children in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Is that right, Ray? With the governmental approval and all that kind of stuff? Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right, keep going.
That's why we're out. That's why we're involved. That's why we're engaged of this perversion that's going on in our hometown, Marshfield, Wisconsin, August 22nd, 2026. Because the audacity of Faith Lutheran Church to come out here proclaiming what? They engaged.
There's a Lutheran, Faith Lutheran Church booth right back there.
Huh?
You can't see it, but this Faith Lutheran,
hey,
a
folks.
Woman pastor, which I had a big conversation with before she left.
Hey, folks, listen to me. This is Christian humanism. Humanism. Do as thou wilt. And God loves you, and he's okay with it. That's Christian humanism. Go ahead.
They engage in this kind of activity. That is not the Church of Christ. That's the Church of Satan, Luther. Lutheran stands for Luther or Lucifer. You want my opinion? So here it is. The crowd isn't as large, but children are engaged, and that's why we're here to protect the little children from being engaged. We can't understand parents would bring their children and engage in this activity. It's a criminal offense. But here they are anyways. There's Annie all the way from Madison. God bless her. AB is coming out of the car now. Got about 12, 15 people that showed up in support to come against this atrocity that's taking
just
place.
Just curious,
in our own...
any other pastors there?
Yeah, that one woman pastor in the group condoning everything that's going on. That's the only pastor.
Hey, Ray, let's go pick at her church.
Yeah, we are planning on doing that.
Let's exactly. go pick at her. I'm all
in. We already talked about it. I'm going.
Hey, Spencer, real quick. Spencer, real quickly. Go to Google for me corruption of a minor in the law in Wisconsin. Corruption of a minor. Or just what comes up? Corruption of a minor. Corruption of a minor is a criminal charge given to an adult who leads a person under the legal age into unlawful, immoral, or harmful behavior.
Yeah.
Huh? So the general definition, an adult acts in a way that hurts a child's moral well-being. Common example, providing alcohol or drugs. Get a minor to help commit a theft, encouraging truancy, or getting their penis cut off. Sexual offenses in many places like Ohio Revised Code, the charge applies when an adult engages in unlawful sexual conduct with a young teenager. Well, what is involved? Helping or encouraging a minor to break the law? Huh? One man, one woman. It's breaking the law, isn't it? They're encouraging them to do that. Engaging in sexual conduct with a minor under the age of consent, helping a child skip school or ignore. Folks, where the hell is the church? Come on in, Jack.
Before I quit, in there, I've also, BCY America just, Rob Pugh posted this event and went out to 20 million people. I'm just encouraging people, if you look at that, there's a link here to call the mayor or to email him if you go into this email
put
it, here.
And put just that in the chat, Ray.
That, right?
Okay. Would you do that?
It's in the chat, yeah.
Hey, Ray, what would you like us to say to the mayor?
Oh, just quick. You know, you're not going to hear it. Just that phone ringing off the wall is enough. Just call up and say, I'm against this event that took place with the drag queen. Bingo, yeah. Whatever. Just make the call. There's the phone number.
Hey, Mayor, do you serve the devil? Hey, folks, remember, your message is for him to hear, not for you to listen to his response.
Thank you.
You ain't interested in his response. Put that in the chat, if you will, Ray. Okay? Folks, this is the salt's lost its savor. The church is good for nothing except to be cast out and trundled under the foot of men. It's right there it is. Can you believe an grown adult would take a child to be enticed into sexual deviancy? Can you believe that? That's corruption of a minor. Has to be. Of course, nobody will enforce it. Because why? Because the Supreme Court will rule they have the right to do it. Jack.
Yeah, just want a little note. We all need more than just a 30-second lesson on the language that they use. Some point between Dr. Marlene and Dr. Brenda McMenamin, they teach us on how to listen critically, more than just critically, how to listen biblically, and how to understand the words that they're using, the psychological war that we're in. And I sent you an email. I got it from Bob Roy, and I'm going to send it to you again because it gives us a warning. Here's the things you listen for, and when you hear this, know that they are bending your mind. I mean, really bending your mind. So I'm going to send that to you again.
All right, it's not happening by accident, right? The devil has a plan. The devil has a plan. What's our plan? Oh, rapture. Yeah, that's the ticket. That's the ticket. Yeah. Yeah, my neighbor's lost, and his grandkids are learning about homosexuality. Oh, yeah, but I'm going to heaven. God help us, huh? So I'll come back to the same question I started with. What would a Christian society look like? And if we're called to be the salt of the earth and light of the world, if we're told to go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. What's wrong? What is with us? Why am I some freak? Why does the church, the pastors, look at me as some freak? Why is Ray a freak? Why is Randy a freak? Why is Dave Allison a freak? What's going on? How far has the church fallen that it won't stand with Ray LeBlanc in Marshfield, Wisconsin, against the forces of darkness? I'm baffled. I mean, I'm not baffled, but I'm baffled. I'm baffled. And I'm not trying to be mean, but if you are a pastor and you're watching right now, hang on a minute. What the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You're called to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. You're called to stand up and hate evil. You're called to stand up and protect the innocent. That's what you're called to do. What's your excuse, dude? What's going on? Okay, don't watch Coach Dave make fun of Coach Dave. What are you doing with the people sitting in your church to stop any of this wickedness that's going on? Because you know what the sad truth is? We could tell. Okay, I heard you, Lord. We could do testimony. Anybody want to do a testimony of how your Christian daughter, your Christian son graduated from high school and lost Christ? Anybody want to do a testimony on that? Anybody want to testify to that? They go to church every Sunday, go to Sunday school, and then all of a sudden they leave home and go to college, and the next thing you know, they got nose rings and earrings and butt rings and tit rings. Come on now. Or outward atheists. How'd that happen? I know how it happened. I know exactly how it happened. Because they didn't teach the children to be Christians. They didn't teach them to be Christians. Well, they taught them to receive Christ. Be like me as a football coach. Had a lot of guys on the wearing the uniform. You ready? That I'd never put in the game. There's a lot of people sitting in churches that don't even know there's a game. In fact, they're sitting there, they've been taught to watch the scoreboard. Watch the scoreboard. Hey, watch the scoreboard, because we're going to lose. And the worse we lose, the sooner Jesus is coming back. Does anybody think I'm making this up? Somebody come in. Come on, tell me I'm wrong. Show me where that philosophy ends good. Show me where that philosophy ends good. That we believe in American Christianity that bad is best. The worst it can get, then we'll all be rescued out of this. The exact opposite message of Jesus. Promised you you'd be hated of all men. Not that you'd not everybody love you. You're gonna be hated of all men. Hated of all men. He said, he says, listen, don't be surprised. They hated me first. He said, they crucified me. At least they ain't crucifying you. They crucified me. They're gonna hate you too, baby. You better understand that. Huh? John the Baptist went to the king, called the king's wife a whore. You can read it. And it cost him his life. Speaking truth to power. That's why I'm going to New York. Pastor Manning speaking truth to power. I'm going to stand with him. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the kingdom. I'm not ashamed of it. And so John the Baptist went and got his head cut off because he confronted the politicians of his day. And what did Jesus say about him? Of all those ever born under a woman, wouldn't anybody be greater than that guy? What if we taught our children not to be like Jesus? Because we don't even know what that means. What if we taught them to be like John the Baptist, who was the greatest Christian who ever lived, according to Jesus? Come on in, Jeff.
I just Googled that. Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, black preacher in Dearborn, Michigan, just so anybody wants to look it up. But it's the title of his video is "We Have Lost This City to Sharia Law." He's ripping the Dearborn, Michigan City Council.
I have that somewhere in my file, Jeff. I couldn't find it on the spur.
We got to get that out and people share that because he's only got 4,000 views so far. It means 4 million.
Well, Jeff, he's just preaching hate. Just preaching hate. Jesus is about love. And he's preaching hate. He's a hate preacher.
He is mad as hell. That'll turn off some Christians because he's mad.
Yeah, well, not allowed to be mad, especially not in the pulpit, right? Hey, folks, I'm laced with sarcasm here, right? I'm laced with sarcasm. But if I was Pope, if I was the Christian Pope, I'd be firing a lot of guys in the pulpit. That's what I would do. You know what a new guy does when he comes in, new football coach, fires his coaches, gets new players? Yeah. That's what I'd do. If I was King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I'd be firing a bunch of people. Only way to clean up a mess. See you tomorrow.